the story and the prayer or whatever. Just imagine this. Someone sits there and thinks and has ideas. If they would make, you know, one of those super duper AI computer super powerful ones there with this super electricity consumption and the GPUs and the super processors, and use the whole thing, build it from bottom up. As a wisdom machine, you could say, feed it with all the collected and gathered wisdoms of the world, whether in religions or outside of this or that tradition or culture or civilization, modern or ancient, and all of them. And all the theories about them, all the understanding about it, everyone who wrote books about those old books of wisdom or new one, all of it. And use that powerful machinery to process and analyze and understand, quote-unquote, all of this. And based on that, give answers or advice or even analyze things, the world or life in general. You can ask these things, important life questions, and not just getting, and this I guess maybe would be the challenge for these machines, not just getting an answer that may be right or completely off the wall, but which somehow connects to the source. I got this from there and this from there, and so I can tell you this based on the gathered, accumulated wisdom of humanity since the beginning of time, that we had language that was somewhere or other written down somewhere or preserved, even in oral traditions or whatever. So then that, and it should be a completely independent AI entity, one of those super powerful, the more billions you can throw into it, the better it becomes. And I mean, the technology from China now, the AI, probably is getting affordable in due course. So just, you know, decently wealthy organization could do it, or company or individual or community. And the idea much behind this originally was OpenAI, that it's an open source, it's not just falling into the hands of the big corporations who just want to make a buck. I mean, come on, we had enough of that. So we're talking here community-driven, crowdfunding, financed, why not? AI system meant to gather all the accumulated wisdom of the world and analyze it and make it accessible to us. Whatever languages we speak and whatever level intellectually we are on, from the simplest question, what's the meaning of my life? And not just captivating or capturing people's minds in some machinery, but also connecting each other. If you agree on this, then there is this forum there for you, this community there for you, online here, online there. also independent, free. There may be radio channels, this and that media channel. So it gets as real as it can, as personal. And alive as it can. I would say this would be a smart way of us humans to use our technology. Maybe the final refinement of human technology, where we create not just physical machines, not just electronic machines, but machines that mimic minds, really, and intellects, but which then really are simply gathering the collective human mind, the products of the collective human mind and intellect for history, saving it and making it available to as many as possible, potentially. I guess now it could be available to more than half the Earth's population. Last time I checked, there were like 4 or 5 billion people on the internet. I think there are more now. So yeah, we're talking about some big things here, but why not start thinking about at least and talking about and wanting some big good things rather than big bad things. So yeah, it's an idea.